from your home of snap judgments on 300-pound dudes. Live from Studio A, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Yeah, I got you on that, finally. Yeah,
that was good.
Nailed
that was
it.
Good.
Thank you. Yeah. That's been a good week. How was yours?
Well, that was good last week.
Fair? Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Way to go.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. Actually, I got no complaints. Can't do it.
Yeah, my Vikings did all right, considering they only had four picks. Picked up another one.
Yes.
And if of it all, we ended up getting a backup quarterback.
Did you get the NFL draft happen over the summer?
Something like that.
Is that what's going on all of a sudden? Oh, you perked right up. Yes, yes. Last week Thursday. Last week Friday. Last week Saturday. Primetime Thursday. Primetime Friday.
Ish.
Primetime for me is like 5 o'clock till 7:30. The draft went till 10:45, man.
It was almost Thursday.
It was almost 11 o'clock at night by the time the first round rolled through. I went to bed as soon as the Packers and Vikings were done. Kind of.
You know, I waited to see when Shedeur Sanders was going to be picked. If you know,
you would have had to miss your entire weekend plans.
But it was
to
weird
find out when
because
Shedeur Sanders
on
was
a completely
get
side note. Philly and KC swapped picks.
Huh? Did they trade anything else besides?
I think a fifth rounder.
And they're right next to each other. Maybe neither one.
I don't know.
Man, draft strategy is real interesting. Maybe neither one trusted that the other one wasn't going to trade out of that pick to get
right.
I mean, when you look at the NFL draft,
it's the same reason why Minnesota traded up one spot last year.
Yes,
because you didn't know.
You want to be that team that gets to the top of the list. Not in the NFL draft, you can't be the second team on the list for a player.
True.
It just doesn't happen. You gotta give up and get up.
So surprising things for you, anything?
Surprising things for me, besides the real obvious you alluded to, Shedeur Sanders, who is the son. But he was the presumptive second-best quarterback in the draft this year. He is the, for sure, son of Deion Sanders.
He is.
He was first-team all Big 12 as a quarterback. He was a junior, had good size, 6'1", 200-plus pounds. They say he's mentally tough. They say he's physically strong. Pretty accurate as a quarterback, won the Johnny Unitas Award for best quarterback in college. All those things should absolutely, all that adds up to a first-round pick. All those things, every year, no matter what.
Correct.
Except this year.
Yes.
Shedeur Sanders dropped. There was a talk a week ago that he might go 3 through 10.
Right. There's a potential. Or 21st to Pittsburgh.
And then there was about a couple days before the draft, it bumped into, somewhere between 15 and 35. He looks like he's going to get drafted. First time of the day of the draft comes, they had the camera on his draft party, on his draft, empty draft couch over and over again.
Yeah, the party, he didn't even go to the draft.
Yeah.
He must have
known.
He
must have known something was in the air.
No.
So the first round comes and goes. Prime time from 6 o'clock till 10:45. Nothing Shedeur Sanders. Second day starts at 6 o'clock, runs till 10:45. That's the second round and the third round. That's pick number 32 through 70-ish.
Sure.
No Shedeur Sanders.
Right.
There was other quarterbacks taken by other teams.
Well, in the first round, too.
In the first round. Jackson Dart out of Ole Miss was Giants traded up.
Yep.
I think they had a great draft. Anytime you can get two first-round picks and not give up next year's first-round pick,
correct,
you're doing something well, and that's what the Giants did. They got their, hopefully, saves their coaching and general manager their jobs because...
One more year.
Those are some lame duck coaches that are probably not... Those are my first-to-be-fired coaches.
Sure.
Would be absolutely... I think the Jaguars... most of these other teams got new coaches. The Giants did not, and they were horrible last year. So they'll be...
The draft, they did really well. I mean, not just for the first couple of rounds, but for...
Yeah, yep.
During the whole thing. It kind of... As a Giants fan, give you a little hope, maybe, that things are actually on the right and, like, making sense.
That seems like a team that has gone nowhere, not forward, not backwards, over the last 5 years. So you're, as a fan, I'm sure you're real fed up.
Right.
Well, because they missed on a quarterback. When you miss on a quarterback, it resets your whole franchise.
Yep.
So the teams without a quarterback were drafting quarterbacks. The Saints needed a quarterback. They drafted one in the third round.
Yep.
Name was Tyler Shug.
Yep.
He's... I'm going to say an old man for a quarterback. He's about 25 years old, will be a 26-year-old rookie, which that's one of my big no-nos as a as a draft person is you don't draft anybody over 25 years old.
Usually.
There's no upside. There's a reason they went to lots of junior colleges, lots of injuries. There's a reason a guy isn't in the pros yet at 25 years old. So he didn't get drafted in the third round.
I think in general, though, this quarterback class was not spectacular.
No.
We talked about it before that if JJ or any of those
yes.
that got picked last year mm-hmm. in the first 10 rounds or 10 picks,
yes.
11 picks, any of them would be number one undisputed.
Absolutely. Any of the most right. of the quarterbacks taken in general in the draft last year would have been above almost all the quarterbacks taken in this draft class this year. So you get one in the third round, wasn't selected. The Cleveland Browns, who desperately need a real quarterback because they have some bad quarterbacks. They have some terrible quarterbacks.
Old.
They have some bust quarterbacks, old quarterbacks. But they don't have good quarterbacks.
Right.
So they were in the market for a quarterback, didn't draft in the first, second, third, fourth round rolls around. They drafted a quarterback, not Shedeur Sanders. They
right.
drafted Dylan Gabriel, a 24, will be 25-year-old quarterback who played 6 years of college, who kind of feels like a wide receiver or a running back
sure.
in the pros, maybe a safety.
Sure.
So a fifth round rolls around. I can tell you, not watching the draft. I was kind of paying attention to the on my phone, like, when is this Shedeur Sanders? Because
right.
he was rated as the best available player. Once the third round started, he was the clear
right.
Best available player for any draft board, no matter how you could cut it. If you were looking for, no matter what, you were onto your like fifth and sixth wide receivers, your
yep.
Your eighth defensive tackle, all these other positions, still sitting with what could have been the second best quarterback. That was a real shocker, I'm assuming, to you.
That wasn't the shocker for me. It was Jacksonville going up.
Oh, that was nice.
Trading up with Cleveland for the second pick.
Yeah.
And Cleveland saying yes to that deal.
It tells you, I like the math on both ends. It tells you just how good Travis Hunter
right.
really is viewed by the entire NFL, not
right.
just winning the Heisman, but as a player by the league.
He's the unicorn.
He's going to be number two pick in the draft. He's going to be the best offensive and theoretical best defensive player on Jacksonville's team. He's going to be a number one weapon, and he's fantastic.
Yes.
And Cleveland, as a team that also still needs, they needed that number one weapon. They need
yeah.
a real offensive player. They need that franchise guy. They traded down to number five, got themselves a really good-looking defensive tackle.
Yep.
But more importantly, they got next year's number one pick
right.
out of Jacksonville, who...
It'll probably be a top 10. They're my top 10-ish.
In your football lifetime, has Jacksonville ever been better than... Kind of good.
Did they go to the playoffs? And
about 5 years ago was their last time in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They went to the AFC Championship in the late 90s. Other than that, they're almost a guarantee. They're one of those teams that you could look at as a top five pick.
I mean, their new head coach is just not
goof. He's a goof.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's one of those, if you really want to just cringe at a pro, it's the head coach of the Jaguars. So that was a good surprise. I like where that goes for
but
both.
But they're trying. I mean, you're going up like that and picking it up. That means you're trying.
You are going with the awareness that the number two pick is way better than the fifth pick in this
sure.
draft. You might like a defensive player, but you love having a Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
So that was my big surprise for me. The one that made me happy.
Yeah.
Was clearly Matthew Golden out of Texas.
Who?
Matthew Golden out of Texas being selected by the Green Bay Packers.
What was he?
It was the first. It was the first wide receiver taken
yes.
since in the first round, and I was wrong about it. Javon Walker. It was Javon Walker.
Yeah, yeah.
It was 2002. When we had spoke, I couldn't remember if Javon Walker was a second round or first round pick.
Correct.
Yeah, they got themselves a speedster.
They got themselves a number one wide receiver, ish.
Ish. I mean, he should have that role. What it does for that offense is the same thing that Kansas City's offense was well set up. They got Xavier Worthy. Who ran the fastest 40 time ever. Matthew Golden's 40 time, real similar.
Yeah.
To that, like, you know, a fifth, hundredth of a second slower. Go down the field. The Packers didn't have a player on their roster who could go down the field and outrun anybody.
Right.
And catch the ball. Turns out Dontavius Wicks could outrun everybody, but he couldn't catch.
Right.
Turns out Christian Watson could outrun everybody, but his legs fell off.
Yes.
So he could not play. I really liked what Jalen Reed can do.
Sure.
But when you're running him in the running game and the return game and as a running, you're putting him all over the field. He's not a number one wide
right.
receiver. You're not throwing
He's not
to
a
him.
Threat.
Nope.
Not like a Justin Jefferson, where correct. You go out, when he comes on the field, you have to pay attention to who's, you know, who's on him and everything.
And a number one receiver, it doesn't matter what you scheme, you're getting him the ball.
Right.
You can scheme away, it looks like, Jalen Reed. Tucker Kraft was probably their most reliable receiver, and he's a tight end who might be a Pro Bowler one day. But
maybe.
But you can't rely, unless you're a real small amount of teams, you can't rely on that.
Right.
So that one is great. And I, for anybody who watched, Ron Wolf, not, I'm sorry, not Ron Wolf, the Mark Murphy.
Yes.
Mark Murphy is the, we'll call him the GM or the head president, team president of the Packers.
CEO.
CEO.
Yeah.
He's.
It's community owned, so.
He is the last year of his deal as the, because they have an age limit for the Packers. It's just such a funny thing to be the CEO of the Green Bay Packers and just be like, well, I'm 70, so I'm out. Or 65, however old he is. But he came out, and I hadn't heard a lot of talk from him over the last few years as much as I have in the last 6 months when they talked about the draft and brought him out. Man, that guy can run for Senate. That guy's got the the spiel. He's got the – he feels like a funny Vince McMahon. He feels like a good guy, Brett Favre. He's hugging the commissioner. He's coming out talking about the – you know, for the first time in 20-some years.
I think – part of that whole thing of them grabbing a wide receiver in the draft was because the draft was there in Green Bay.
Correct.
I think a lot of that, I mean, to be able to energize your fan base, I mean, all 200,000 that were there in attendance.
No matter what, they had to draft in the first round. Like, it didn't matter if their draft board, everybody in their first-round grade was gone. All those people showed up to cheer or boo a first-round draft pick.
And they cheered.
They cheered hard.
We had some people that were personally there, and they said it was, if you watched it, it doesn't do it justice.
Yeah.
You know, because they were saying on that first night, they were up around 250 between what's in the parking lot, tailgating.
Sure.
Just watching for 4 hours.
Watching.
Just hanging out.
The people
just
watching.
Hanging out.
I like it.
It's a Green
too.
Bay thing.
Man,
it's a,
yeah.
You know, but there was 250,000 people, and they picked up Golden.
Mm-hmm.
It erupted. I mean, you couldn't. It's
perfect.
It's one like some of those stadiums that are just super loud.
Yeah,
you know. So
and Matthew Golden came out, man. He looked the part of a first round pick. He acted the part of a he looked perfect. It was a perfect, and I expected it too because, like I said, you
wasn't he wearing green and gold.
He was wearing it gold. Was black and gold. It was well. I mean, it looked good. It looked good. That was fun. That was a great pick.
How was the rest of the picks for them?
You're gonna go. You got themselves a. Well, he's a left tackle in college. Belton was his last name. He's 6'6", 330-some pounds. He's a monstrously big. He's going to play guard.
Yep.
He feels like a starting guard, which, I mean...
Tackle.
He feels like he's going to play. Because in a team with where your starting tackles are sixth-round picks and undrafted guys, drafting a guy in the second round when you didn't need one, he's a starter.
So from there on out, after Matthew Golden, it's probably the reliable... Kind of the go-to.
It's the Green Bay Packers draft all over every time. They drafted
a wide receiver.
Savion Williams was a guy in the third round that got a wide receiving, a return touchdown, a passing touchdown, a rushing touchdown over the last couple of years. He was the best playmaker on a TCU team that made the college football playoffs. I think he was really good. He looks like a player who could do everything that Jalen Reed did in his first couple of years.
Sure.
So I like that pick. It moves Jalen Reed to being a legit wide receiver.
Right.
So I like what that does.
Then the two edge.
Those are like I said, you're right. Those are Green Bay Packer picks where they might hit on those guys.
Warren Brinson, defensive tackle out of Georgia, was round six.
They have picked a defensive lineman out of Georgia, feels like every year for the last Brian Gutekunst amount of years.
Two picks in the seventh round,
cornerback, of course.
Micah Robinson out of Tulane.
Whatever.
Offensive guard, John Williams out of Cincinnati.
3 years in a row, they've drafted a cornerback in the seventh round, and they're the Packers. They always, and every team should, by the way, draft a cornerback and a offensive lineman in the sixth and seventh round. That's where you're getting your, and you need them, fifth cornerback, backups, guard, practice squad guys.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not an A-plus draft because the wide receivers taken.
Not flashy.
The wide receivers taken before the Packers drafted.
Were better.
Went to Tampa Bay a couple spots before, that would have been, he's better.
Yeah.
But that's B. It's a B+. You know? If those guys pan out, if that Williams actually plays like he's supposed to and is the return guy, and it gets a little higher. If any of those guys drafted after the fourth round make an actual dent, and spot on your defense. Not makes just
the guys on the round, because you also, every team invites rookies that are undrafted to a mini camp where they can kind of evaluate. That's how Minnesota grabbed Ivan Pace Jr.
Yes. The list of Packers.
He's a starter.
The list of Packers that have made that undrafted free agent list is almost every year. Every year, it's such a good list. So, yep, this is now wave two, you know, the second wave. There wasn't an A+. It wasn't a C-. There wasn't anything on there that stood out as poor. But I guess we'll find out once camp ends. You know, if you could cut a fifth-round pick after training camp, maybe those weren't good picks. What did the Vikings do?
Donovan Jackson, guard.
Guard. Not flashy, but you need it.
He's a big guy, strong,
Went to a real conference, played for a real school. Yeah.
Yep. Ty Felton, wide receiver in the third round because they didn't have a second. So.
You need a third wide receiver. Yep.
Well, we do, and he's a speedster. Nice. Like, really fast guy.
Neither of those other two wide receivers that are great on the Vikings are speedsters.
No,
They're fast because they're wide receivers.
They're
but
fast
they're
and they're great hands and everything else. I mean, whatever. Then we picked up a D-line, linebacker, and then a tight end. We only had 5 picks.
Okay.
Well, 4 picks to start the
And they
the
drafted
whole thing.
Somewhere like out of the 4th round, drafted, traded down, picked something up.
Yep. So, and then in the big scheme of things, they traded a little bit with Seattle.
Sure.
And picked up Sam Howell as a quarterback.
Okay.
So, yep.
So they used up one of the, did they use a draft pick to get Sam Howell?
Well, they traded around.
Okay. So they still got their players and then they got their backup quarterback?
Yep.
Okay, so that's – I'm guessing that you don't sound super excited. You didn't text me immediately, and it's like the second round, I was like, ooh, they got their guy.
Well, you know, when you only had one pick in the second or third round out of the two, you know. It's not – it wasn't – they used a lot of those picks in that capital last year to get Dallas Turner and J.J. McCarthy. So I knew it was going to be kind of tough, but they
– And Byron Murphy, too, I believe, was they had to use a draft pick to get
– No.
No? He just showed up. Okay.
No,
so
no, that was that
so
was,
it's a B+ draft for you again too. Nothing. It's not like last year where they got two first round picks.
They solidified that O-line really well.
Correct.
I mean, with the off season, the free agency they picked up. So no, they needed that O-line to be fixed, and they did it.
And you make those steps in the off season like they did. Yeah. So does it squeeze out an extra win for you? Does what happened in the off season for the Vikings flip?
I think so.
You closer to Detroit.
Yeah, it means that the Rams won't beat us this time around.
Okay, there you go. So you're not the best. You're not Philly.
No.
No one is. No one's Philly. Nobody's the Chiefs. But you're trying to close the gap. Detroit maybe got worse because they lost some coaches.
Sure.
Chicago is the same. It's not even in the division anymore.
Right.
It's more, you know.
So. Yeah, I think the Vikings did pretty well. I mean, they are what they are.
They're not nobody. I guess you know a team will do it, but they're not. I'm not expecting them to go from what was it 11 wins last year to
14
14 last year. Oh, they did. They were very. So you don't. So really, it really comes down to can they win one more game? Right? Like
literally, if they would have won against the Rams,
Their last game of the year game of the year was essentially a playoff game.
If they would have won against Detroit,
yes,
they would have thrown them as the number one seed.
Yep. Though their playoffs,
and then the playoff would have been completely different.
It was strange that their playoffs basically started a game a week before everybody else's because them losing the number one seed shot them way down to having to travel. Instead of being the number one seed.
Right.
And I guess if you're the Packers, you're kind of stuck to being the third wheel in this NFC North. You're not fighting the Detroit Lions. You're trying to keep off the Bears at this point.
The Bears did decently.
Right. They had a chance to do terribly, which I was rooting for, but they didn't. They had a correct draft. They got their offensive weapons in the second round. They've been doing the right thing now for... They got a tight end in the first?
I don't even remember.
I think they did because they was a Cole Kmet thing where he was pretty good but not great. So now they have weapons all over the place and Heisman Trophy number one pick. Yeah, the Packers, they said nobody was making the big leap in that division.
Right.
Nobody was in the offseason, but I looking at their roster, the Packers need I mean, there's nothing out there that's going to fill anything for the Packers roster, really. They could use another cornerback, a real cornerback,
a lot of times, by the time you get into that fifth round, sixth and seventh, mm-hmm. it's not necessarily starters. Nope. It's more backups.
You're always drafting for backups. Right. And in the fifth, sixth, seventh round, that's who you're getting. If you are the Packers, last couple years ago, they got Rasul Douglas as kind of a training camp castoff. They're looking for that. They need a cornerback. I don't know if Matthew Golden is a number one wide receiver, but I most certainly don't think that in his first year he's going to turn into a 75 catch, 1,000-yard wide receiver.
Right.
I don't think so. I don't think the Packers haven't had one of those in a real long time. If they do,
haven't had a 4,000-yard passer either, but
If the Packers develop a number one wide receiver this year, their offense is probably the best offense in that division. I firmly believe their scheme, their setup, their offensive line, if you are missing everything falls into place on that roster if they have a number one wide receiver.
Right? Right.
So I guess that's what they're shooting for. The crowd was sure excited about it.
I mean, I think once again it's going to be a tight division.
Yeah,
I think the Bears with the new coaching, with they got the tight end, and then all the O-line acquisitions over the offseason.
Sure.
Don't be surprised.
I don't think any playoff team in the NFC got tremendously better or worse in the offseason. Tampa Bay is still Tampa Bay.
Right.
Washington's going to get better. Dallas is still awful. There's lots of there's not the few constants in there. Detroit's going to win somewhere between 12 and 15 games. 12. 12 is their floor for me.
Be careful with Detroit with losing both coordinators.
Sure.
We'll see how,
That roster is hard to it's hard to see them not winning at least 11 to 12 games without missing a quarterback.
Ask Philadelphia how that went.
That's fair. No, it's true. That's true.
There's a lot because even if Dan Campbell keeps everything the same, these coordinators still have a different language.
I firmly believe, however, Dan Campbell, and you can back me up, Dan Campbell's a better coach than Nick Sirianni, who won a Super Bowl.
Yes.
That feels accurate. Nick Sirianni won a Super Bowl this year.
Well, you just like him because he's just Dan Campbell.
I do. Well, I also like him because they win. You can rah-rah and not win, and you'll be fired.
I mean, you single-handedly turned a franchise around.
No, if you rah-rah a bunch of pro athletes and you lose 10 games consistently, they'll fire you in a year and a half. Mm. But he's firing Brimstone, and they're winning. They're winning.
Yeah.
They're winning games. So.
Yep. But they're not a hot mess winning. I mean, they're legit.
Yeah.
If their defense wasn't, decapitated.
Hard to believe 10 years ago if you would have told me I'd rather have the Detroit Lions than any team in the division, I'd laugh and laugh and laugh because they've more than once lost 15 plus games in a season.
Right. But they lost. I mean, if they wouldn't have lost like Aiden Hutchinson and a lot of that defense,
well, it's a Super Bowl team. Yeah. It feels like a Super Bowl team to me.
It would have been.
So that's all the NFL we're going to talk about for a week. At least a week, right? Like in the draft, wasn't anything else that really stunned me, surprised me.
I think some of the ranked higher, aside from Shedeur Sanders,
mm-hmm.
but some of those other players that are ranked really high went in the second round.
Yes.
Teams picked those steals up.
Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of defensive tackles getting drafted a lot earlier than also.
Because they were good. I mean, there's a lot of good
ones. My board's not real binding, but the projections for a lot of these players, you're looking at guys who should have been fifth rounders getting drafted in the third round.
Yeah.
Which, if you're a team that's following your board like the Packers always do, it messes your board up.
Yeah.
It makes you draft maybe in spots you didn't want to, but that's the draft. And it's there. Like I said, there wasn't in this draft a bunch of big name, big character things that you were going to see, flashy stuff. There wasn't a number one quarterback like an Arch Manning next year.
No.
A big name, something you had to see, an Adrian Peterson, it was an Ashton Jeanty, but there wasn't
that's the one I think was pretty well too. Is
I like that
the Vaders.
Do it.
I just watched Star Wars.
LA Raiders. It's coming up May 4th, man.
Yeah. I think they did some good stuff. I mean, they didn't pick up a quarterback, but they really don't need to for a couple of years.
Nope.
They could wait till next year. But I think the class is going to be better. So, I think overall, I think everybody did pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Mel Kiper looked terrible, which was fine for me. Mel Kiper feels like he's showing his age a little more and a little more. He's hitting that kind of He's hitting that spot for me where you could replace him with nothing, and I'd be fine. These projections, these ratings kind of take care of themselves without Mel Kiper.
It's to that point where let the young guys come in and
Mel Kiper created the draft industry. He really did for my knowledge.
Sure.
And now that industry is going to be fine without him. But that's the highs and lows in the NFL draft.
As far as commentators go, yeah. Peter Schrager.
Yeah, from the NFL Network.
Was. He left Good Morning Football and went to ESPN.
Did not know that.
Yeah, so like the last 3 weeks, he's been on like Get Up. And
I like that guy, yeah.
So he was hanging out with those guys. And I like Peter Schrager. He's a smart football kid.
These whippersnappers.
He's younger than me.
Anybody under 50 is a youngster. I like that age. That's cool.
But, that's football. And now it's all the teams.
The real offseason is here.
Well, yeah. The teams are going to be inviting undrafted free agents in, trying to see if anybody can make the roster.
Admittedly, you got to get real hardcore as a football junkie fan to get into undrafted free agency territory. Yeah, Deion Sanders, his other kid, is a safety at Colorado, didn't get drafted. Somehow he actually ended up in a better situation wherever he's an undrafted free agent than his son or his brother who got drafted in the fifth round because he's stuck in Cleveland.
Miami.
Or, no, Shiloh Sanders is. But if you're Shedeur Sanders, you're stuck in Cleveland. And that's not a great if you
no, but it's better than not being drafted at all.
Fair. So we're done with, we can officially wipe our hands of football for months. We're gonna get hard. We're gonna lean into Bucks playoffs. They're down not long. I mean, not for long. They're down 3-1.
We can start getting into Timberwolves.
Dame Lillard blew out his Achilles last night. Yep. The Bucks season can be over and then we can start talking the end of the Giannis Antetokounmpo era.
He's probably going to leave.
Feels like that's the right time to make a trade to reset the system.
Rivers and convince them
they don't have a lot of their own. They don't have none of their first round picks over the next few years because they traded them all to get Damian Lillard. But you're not going to win any more championships with Giannis. You won a championship. Count yourself lucky and make that trade to reset for everybody.
Right.
Or maybe they win four more games, three more games in a row, and they really
anymore.
But your Timberwolves look good.
Yeah. They're up 3-1 over the Lakers. And I love that.
I root against the Lakers. Yeah. I like LeBron James. James.
I don't like him.
Love Luka. Could watch.
I like Luka.
I can either of those I could watch and watch any team, but I also am not rooting. They're too flashy. They've always been kind of the New York Yankees, sort of the shiny object for the league. The Timberwolves just bang on dudes. They're just big, strong, fast at all the positions.
Yeah, they're not big though. The lineup last night at the second half was
their big. Smaller. I mean, like with muscly big. They play big, strong.
But they're smaller guys that came out and played, but they're shooters.
Yeah,
and they just play tough.
I like it.
Yep. I mean, I'm not usually a big fan during the year.
Nope.
But it's the playoffs that I usually can be.
2 years in a row, too, because they were real good in the playoffs last year. They were in the Western Conference Finals last year. Yep. They were a couple games, a couple of bounces away from representing the West in the Champions.
In the offseason, they got rid of Towns.
They looked better. They've looked better somehow this year after making a big trade.
By the way?
1 minute?
Not even.
Tell
no,
me?
It's
12 seconds and counting? Man, we're alive. Done. This was great. Everybody have a great weekend. Talk to you soon. Bye.